Yesterday, we brought you a story about the strained political discourse among Colombian immigrants from the left and right.
In Colombia, it's very common to accuse someone of being a guerrillero, of being a communist, if you do not agree with the conventional wisdom.
This morning, we talk with a young man who manages to denounce violence in Colombia without getting caught up in the name-calling. 35-year-old Cesar Lopez believes in music as a tool of peacemaking. He spends much of his time traveling across Colombia, bringing music to places where violent attacks come from FARC rebels, paramilitary groups, and drug dealers, as well as gangs. Sometimes he plays an AK-47-turned guitar. WNYC's Marianne McCune spoke with Lopez on a recent visit to New York. He says it all started when he began heading to the scene of a violent attack with his guitar in hand.
Imagine Cesar Lopez standing somewhere near the scene of a bombing carried out by one or another of Colombia's violent factions. Lopez and a group of musicians are as close as they can get, singing.
La violencia le teme al amor.
Violence is afraid of love.
Porque es más fuerte.
Because love is stronger.
Porque es más fuerte.
Silence is afraid of my voice. Because my voice will live beyond my death.
Porque ya va más allá de la muerte. En esa escena inmediata.
Lopez admits some people are put off. Bombs have just exploded, and there are victims here. What are these musicians doing? But there are others who come closer to the music. He says one person will say, I'd like to read a poem. Another, I want to sing a song, or I want to explain something I've just understood. Lopez says it's like doing an exorcism in this moment, so full of pain, indignation, and powerlessness.
Mucha impotencia, todos buscando la verdad. Yo solo sé que él ya no está. Como una carta volverán sus sueños.
This song is about a woman whose son was killed. And like many Colombians, Lopez says she yearned for her son's killer to admit to exactly what he'd done. So when one day she had the opportunity to meet him face to face, she asked him to tell her every detail of what happened. And he did.
Si fue en marzo o en abril.
Lopez says after that, she never opened her own mouth to speak again. He wrote this song imagining what she might say now. The song goes, to all those searching for the truth, I know now that it's no longer there. Lopez says it's the story of this mother saying, don't tell me more. I don't want to know anymore. It was at the scene of a violent attack that Cesar Lopez got the idea to turn an AK-47 into a guitar. He says he was trying to get closer to the attack and its victims when a soldier stopped him, said not to go any farther. They were face to face, the soldier holding his rifle, Lopez holding his guitar.
Las dos se cargan igual, se cuelgan igual.
They were holding it exactly the same way, he says. The soldier's right hand on the trigger,
con esta mano,
Lopez's
apuntas,
right hand poised to strike a chord. And in that moment, the idea was born. Lopez calls it an escopetara. It's a hybrid of the words rifle and guitar in Spanish. So it's a gun-tar. An AK-47 recovered from one or another of Colombia's violent groups, but with its killing apparatus removed and replaced with frets, strings, and the capacity to make music. Lopez is not playing it right now. It's difficult to bring it across borders.
Miles de problemas tengo siempre en los aeropuertos.
He says he's had 1,000 problems getting it through airports. He's been detained in Singapore and Argentina. Bahrain simply wouldn't let the gun out of the airport.
Se ve un arma, tal cual.
Lopez tries to turn it all into a philosophical discussion with the people operating the airport scanners.
¿Es un arma o no es un arma?
Is it a weapon or not? Lopez is now an official messenger of nonviolence with the United Nations, the first given that honor as part of its Generation Nonviolence campaign. One of the guitars is displayed at the UN headquarters in New York, and he's also presented about 12 musicians around the world with their own guitars. When Lopez presented one with great ceremony to the Irish musician and activist Bob Geldof, Geldof asked, "Has this been used to kill someone?" Lopez responded, Yes. Lopez says the most satisfying part of his post as messenger of nonviolence is using music to seduce young people who are in trouble, to draw them away from violent gangs and warring factions, and toward another way to express what's wrong in their lives.
Mi canción es para todo.
He is always working on another song about another person's struggle.
Para el que parte el mundo en dos, pide perdón a Dios. Para los miles que tratamos de salvarlo.
This song is about a young woman he met who had just left the FARC. She'd been a soldier in the rebel group, and each time a friend died in combat, she tattooed a name on her hand. So her hand was covered with names. And when Lopez met her, she told him she couldn't get a job because of it.
El ritmo está hecho por unos jóvenes que van marchando.
The rhythm of the song matches the beat of marching soldiers. The lyrics, my song is for everyone. For those who divide the world in two, for those who ask forgiveness from God, and for the many who try to save it.
Mi canción es para todo.
For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.
Para el que parte el mundo en dos, pide perdón a Dios. Para los miles que tratamos de salvar.
You can see an image of the guntar on display at the United Nations. Check out our website, WNYC.org. This story was produced with help from Carolina Gonzalez.
Contra del viento. Es del justo y del buen soñador.